when we first met. We were having so much fun. So now, how could we both forget? Telling each other we're the one. We would make love at the drop of a hat. Remember that?
Yeah.
I remember you and me. Close as any two can be. Now we're strangers in the night. Awkward and uptight. Oh, baby, do you wanna make it better? Do you wanna stay together? Hey, if you do, then let's please make some new memories. When you take somebody for your road, it can't survive on history. The hotel motel, though we got a room at home. Go to a place that we don't know so well. It'd be nice, add a little spice, try some new seduction. Show each other how, give each other new instructions on what makes us feel good now. I just wanna make you feel good now.
Feel good, don't it? Come on.
Do you wanna make it better?
Just wanna make it right. Come on.
Do you wanna stay together?
I meant when I said it.
And it's easier to run away than to look for what would make you stay.
Welcome to the Cheese Bar. This is the April 5th edition. You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. And we're back.
We're back.
I think the first time this semester that we are, we're on 2 weeks in a row.
That's pretty good.
We're, you know what? We're starting somewhere. So, I'm glad to be back.
It's been busy. It's been a busy couple
this
weeks.
This has been a busy week. Like, this semester has been busier. I don't know why.
I know why.
Well, I mean, you're taking, you know, four of the same class.
ES 101 was not a class, and neither was Calc 3.
And neither was FYS.
Or FYS, yeah, exactly. I took one class last semester.
I second that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Econ was the same way. Spanish wasn't a class.
Mm-hmm. But now I'm taking four classes, and they're all engineering, and they're all hard.
You were just had a phone call with your mom. You're talking about
I did.
Picking
yes.
majors and stuff. And
I know.
We talked about how, you know, your mom likes your music better than my music, and my dad will tell me that he likes my music,
sense.
And which logically makes sense.
Because her, I mean, my music's kind of her music. I mean, that's a very slight because my mom doesn't really listen to music that much. I mean, she does, but like my dad is much
music.
More of like the music guy in the family. My dad and my brother.
Yeah. I mean, my family's a music family. There's a lot of, I have to give it to my dad though. He does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he writes about music. So I feel like that's enough of a qualification to be the music guy, be tagged with the music.
Yeah.
I don't know if your dad's like this, but we'll be listening to an album and be like, wow, that's a really great drum line. And then I will learn everything about the drummer in that one recording session for that song and everything that he's ever played on, when he was born, where he is now, which is usually dead. And, you know, I've learned a lot about music.
Yeah.
I can't just say I've retained a lot about music.
Yeah.
Just the stuff I have. I mean, I listen to the same stuff. That's a lot of this playlist is kind of my parents' music.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think
in a roundabout way. There's obviously that first song there was Will You Make It Better by Anderson .Paak, which is a new release.
Very new.
Which I don't know if my dad will like. I think it's a little bit too R&B, but he's qualified as new soul.
Mm-hmm.
It's impressive because he plays the drums while singing, which if you can do that.
That is pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive.
I don't know a lot about drums, but I know that Christian does.
Christian plays a lot of drums.
And it's very hard.
And Christian said it was hard.
Christian said it was hard, and I believe him.
So I think it's hard to do that.
I think it would be hard.
Especially with the ability that he does. But
also, I've tried to play drums once.
And it just turns into noise.
I can't get my feet to do the thing with the rhythm.
You can't get your feet to be like John Bonham.
Nope.
Just that speed.
Not possible.
No. But we all try.
Christian very frequently just sits in our room tapping his foot as fast as possible.
He's working on speed.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I don't think he gives himself enough credit because he's a pretty excellent musician.
Christian's pretty amazing.
He plays upright bass in Marquee Consort and just vibes on everything. And
he was
really just
teaching me some chords on guitar the other day.
He's got great pitch.
Yeah, it was good.
And now we're talking about music theory in a radio show. Didn't think it would happen.
I'm really interested in music theory, actually.
You have a long way to go.
I do.
As someone who doesn't believe that most of it is required.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mr. Computer Binary Language and all this stuff that doesn't matter.
I feel like it would be interesting, though, if I were to study it.
I think you would enjoy it because it's very mathematical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So
I just don't know anything about it, as you know.
Oh, I'm very, very, I'm very, very much well aware of the fact that little to nothing.
I used to play flute, but that was a long time ago.
Everybody did. Everybody played an instrument.
Everyone played recorder in the fourth grade.
Third.
Really?
You're shocked. Really?
You're the only one
who
didn't play it in the fourth grade.
One girl started in second grade. This girl, Grace Murphy.
No.
And she was a rebel.
God.
She came in one day with a recorder, and my music teacher was just like,
you're early.
This is reprehensible behavior. Your fingers aren't even big enough to cover the holes. How do you expect to play a B flat? And I remember sitting there and even then being like, it's a recorder.
Hey, there are some people who are really good at recorder.
There, you know, I feel like people that are really good at obscure instruments, it's way cooler. Like I was talking to Kevin about this guy that's an unbelievable ukulele player. He plays electric ukulele.
That's a thing.
And he plays it with like pedals and stuff. And
that's really...
It's unbelievable. He's got a strap and everything. He'll like fade away, you know, step back, get really into it.
Wow.
It's not the guy who played Over the Rainbow, the Hawaiian guy that's like 700 pounds, but it's a different guy who's also Hawaiian, but like 30 pounds.
Hmm. And really good at ukulele.
He's really good at ukulele.
I know someone who's amazing at recorder. His name is Norman Kalin. He's also pretty good at tennis and has like this really big like professional recorder. It's not like the like tiny little black ones that we played when we were in fourth grade or you in third grade.
Yeah.
It's like this giant like wooden like a white
recorder.
It's like baritone. I don't know, but he just plays it so fast and it's incredible.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
One time he played two at once. He played like a duet and it was like a super fast duet. It was incredible.
I couldn't play the two cellos at once.
No.
I mean, that would require forearms, but it's neither here nor there. Really?
Yeah, I really don't know how he did it.
Because you have to use...
Yeah.
Like, copying over to the other hand seems
He did different... I don't know, it was weird.
I'm like looking at my hands right now, trying to figure out how
it would all... You need 10 fingers to play record.
There's all I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't have it down, but...
It was a mystery. But anyway.
We'll jump back into some music.
Up next, we got Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours by Mark Cohn.
Here it is.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. Now I'm wondering if your love's still strong, babe. Here I sign, seal, deliver, I'm yours. That time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby,
Here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Here I am, baby, hey. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours, baby. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours, baby. You've got the future in your hands. When I touched them, they did nothing, girl. So I said, ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Ooh, baby, you set my soul on fire. That's why I know you're my only desire. Baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. I'm yours, baby. Sign, seal, deliver. I'm yours, baby. Sign, seal, deliver. I'm yours, baby. You got the future in your hands. I've done a lot of foolish things that I really didn't mean. I could be a broken man.
Six-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Ooh, I'm on fire. Woo!
Chipmunks love to eat.
Who's hungry?
But even though you can't see or smell it, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
That's not good.
On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with 4 simple steps.
We got this. This will be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash your hands and surfaces often.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Separate. Keep raw meats, poultry, and seafood separate from ready-to-eat foods.
Watch and learn, my friends.
Cook. Make sure an adult uses a thermometer to cook meat, poultry, and seafood to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate promptly and pack your lunch with a freezer pack or ice.
Bingo! Dinner! She's a serve! Yay!
Keep your family safe and check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
This is awesome!
All right, make sure you separate your food groups so that not to get any sort of contamination. That was a quick PSA from Alvin and the Chipmunks, a culturally out-of-date pop group.
Was the road trip reference to one of their movies? Did they have a movie about road tripping across the United States?
Maybe. The first one was just them. The second one was the Chipettes.
Yeah.
I think.
Yep.
And then was there a third one?
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was one on a cruise.
Well, there's one called Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Trip.
That would be it.
2015. Hour and 32 minutes long.
That sounds about right.
15% on Rotten Tomatoes. Wow.
Yeah. Do you expect anything more, though, from a kids movie? I don't really think so.
I kind of hate Alvin and the Chipmunks.
You know, it was actually the first movie my sister ever saw in theaters.
No way.
Yeah, the first one. I don't think we ever went and saw the rest of them ever again.
I think the Alvin and they used to be good.
That's because we were young and naive.
No, like way back when.
Oh, like the old car? Like the old.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can agree with that.
Our generation didn't get a good Alvin.
No, it's unfortunate.
But it's fine.
Maybe our kids will have a great Alvin.
Or maybe they just won't know Alvin. Maybe he'll just fall out of...
Maybe that's for the better. Let Alvin die. But, oh God. Okay, so that was just stumbling back on the music. Mm-hmm. Before the PSA that we're contractually obligated to play... We had Signed, Sealed, Delivered by Mark Kahn, I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen, and Realness of Space by Bob Schneider.
Mm-hmm.
Three just other songs.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to, or just frequenting the internet late one night. And, I came across an acoustic version of I'm on Fire by my go-to artist at the moment, which is John Mayer.
John Mayer?
Who you thought was dead.
I thought he was a little bit older than he is.
Which I found pretty funny. Because then you said we should play New Light after saying that John Mayer was...
Well, okay, obviously, I realized this a little while ago. About the time that New Light came out, and I was like, how did this dead artist release a new song? That's when I figured out.
He pulled a big magic trick.
Yeah.
An illusion, as Job says.
Mm-hmm.
Job Bluth.
That's a good show.
I've been watching that for...
Arrested Development.
New seasons on Netflix.
I heard the new season's not good, though.
I haven't gotten to season 5 yet. I'm still on season 4.
Yeah, I'm on, like, season 2.
Season 3 is killer.
Mm-hmm.
Great show.
It is a good show.
But that was when it was with the Fox Corporation, as it's so diligently watermarked in the Netflix seasons when they make flashbacks. Big, big Fox logo in the middle, which I love.
Wow.
Which I love. That's crazy. I love a good watermark. Well,
they didn't have the rights to the old episodes film?
No, this isn't like the Oklahoma City Thunder where they got the rights to the Seattle Supersonics. I wanted to make a sports reference there
that you wouldn't get.
I really wanted to do that. been warming that one up for about an hour now.
Yep.
No, I guess they didn't get the rights to the previous show, so it's all watermarked. But they have the rights of the show to continue making.
Yeah, that's weird. I guess that's how it works.
And it's also not Arrested. It's Arrested Development Fateful Consequences.
Oh, they couldn't even...
So I think that they called it... The change in title might be different. I don't know. I don't know all the details of it. I'm not pre-law, pre-med, the same thing, kind of, but...
Maybe it's more film.
It's
film and law. I'm really interested in, the backstage parts of
You've
film.
Been working. Actually, after this, you're running to build sets.
Speaking of which, yes, the Marquee Players, which is a club.
Transition.
That was beautiful. The Marquee Players, which is a club here on campus of people who like to act
elite
and or
actors.
Help.
Elite actors.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They call themselves elite.
Do they?
No, I'm just making that
Yeah,
up.
I think that's just you. But there's a show coming up this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock in the Williams Center. Everyone should go. I've been watching the rehearsals, and it's quite good. The show is Heathers.
It's Yeah, no, there's flyers up. There's flyers details up. On where to get tickets and all of that, mm-hmm. which I will tell you is just the box office at Williams, which is where all shows, if you need tickets, just go there. There's anything, whatever shows that you see, they're there. There's a beautiful pamphlet that has all of the school related shows coming up. It's the spring schedule. And if you're looking for the pamphlet, you're saying to yourself, Jack said it was going to be there, but where's the pamphlet? It's the one with Christian and I's beautiful faces. Right on the front.
Playing bass and cello.
Playing bass and cello. And then Andrea in the front, but mm-hmm. Andrea doesn't play cello anymore, so unfortunate. She's a senior.
Bummer. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's really good.
You've been building these sets for hours.
Yeah, for hours.
4 hours.
4 hours a day, a couple days a week. I think we're on the painting stage. We were behind schedule for a while, but we
what are you
thankfully
building
caught up. Wood.
Which is like plywood?
Is yeah,
that really what
2x4 plywood, screws.
Wow.
Paint.
I wasn't sure if you guys were like welding something like West Side Story, build a big.
No, you know, no, no, no. We're a club.
Streetcar Named Desire.
No.
Big,
the Williams Center was really, they did not allow us even in the shop until 2 weeks before the show.
Wow.
Which, if you know anything about stagecraft,
that's not enough time.
It's not enough time to build anything.
This sounds like a reality TV show. Like,
yeah.
It really takes normally 2 months to build a car, but you have 3 days.
It was insane. We really had to do a lot of work. Shout out to Simone. Our wonderful set designer for doing a lot of work, not getting a lot of sleep at all. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I know that the people, there are some people in Marquee Consort and Orchestra that are in the pit for that, playing mm-hmm. little background music, mm-hmm. some wonderful musicians.
Yep.
So they'll, you know.
The music for the show is surprisingly upbeat, given the rest of the show's tone and topic.
Irony.
I think it's actually much needed because I watched the movie version, the 1988, I think maybe 88, sometime in the 80s, film version of Heathers, which I think is the original. Gosh, yeah. I don't have a lot of information here, but I watched it and it was really dark. I was not well prepared.
1988.
Yeah.
Rated R.
Yeah. It's quite dark. Be warned. Maybe don't bring your kids to this one.
Wow.
But the music really, really helps out.
It's really upbeat.
It's
no,
really
that's what I've heard.
Kind of counterbalances a little bit.
That's wonderful.
But the movie I found terrible. Even though I've heard some people prefer the movie to the...
It's got 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, and people really liked it.
Wow.
I did not. Probably because I saw the musical first. I felt like the musical actually did a lot better job of motivating some of the key moments in the... But whatever. That's just
your artistic taste.
That's just my artistic taste.
But... If you want to go to the show, if our conversation about this or your love of set design mm-hmm. is piqued mm-hmm. by this.
Also, when you're watching, look out for the lights. I will have focused at least a couple of them.
That's... Are you going to use your statics equations?
No. Though, I actually did use the statics equations a little bit when helping out with the design of... there's going to be a platform that a lot of people are standing on. So, you know, we have to make sure it was going to be
supported.
Safe and supported and not fall down. And I was definitely thinking about some of the things I'm learning in statics to keep that platform static.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's funny how, what you learn in class,
gosh,
real life implications.
Engineering.
I can't say that I'm, you know, I had a moment where I was thinking about unemployment and how that positively correlates with our short run output in mm-hmm. the United States. But I'm sure one day it'll come
one
up.
One day, Jack. One day
it'll come up. So, you know, you said it was some... upbeat music that mm-hmm. that's in the show. We're gonna
transition
to
some.
This next song is really upbeat.
Yeah,
Spanish.
Yeah,
not in Spanish, but partially. We'll get there. It's a live version of "I'm Yours" by Jason Mraz.
Mm-hmm. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks, and now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win something or learn something, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Ooh. Hey, yeah. Chicago, well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find a love. Of the moment people dance and sing, we're just one big family, and it's our God intended right to be loved, love, 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 love. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. Checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer. But my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I've been saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. So well, open up your mind, say my open up your plans, damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't, there's no need, there's no need to complicate, cause I'm entirely sure. This for this, for this is our fate. I'm yours.
other than what I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me and I have peace of mind.
I don't wanna be.
right. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is the Juice Bar. Yeah, we got some weird stuttering noises going on.
Weird stuttering noise, but we have a short PSA.
But right now we have a short PSA.
Okay, gang. So chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So who's going to do what? Anyone?
Yeah,
okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, there you go. That was a bit of a mystery box. We had no idea what was in that one, but that was some useful information.
It was.
For all of you parents out there.
Make sure, you know.
Make sure your parents know what to, your kids know what to do. I remember my parents used to give me phone numbers and make them put them in my shoe.
Didn't have the same thing.
But that was like only, yeah, I was very young. We were, you know, at like Disneyland or something, and I didn't have pockets, I think. I don't really know why it was in my shoe, but that, I remember it being in my shoe. My mom's listening. Maybe she can tell me.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. I was just messing with the CD player, just trying to get the PSAs to stop playing.
Yeah.
And now half of my headset is off.
Really?
Fascinating.
Wow.
I wouldn't jiggle that around during the next set of songs. But we should probably actually get to that because we're kind of running out of time.
Yeah.
Because we spent too much time talking about
recorders?
Music theory and recorders and set building, and even though those are all very important things, it's I think it's important we get back to music.
Yeah.
Just to quickly go back, I mean, I don't know, you don't like live versions, or you put the live version of I'm Yours.
I generally don't like live versions, but that was a good live version. There are only a few live versions of songs that I enjoy.
There's a couple of them, and that's definitely one, and it was followed up by I Don't Want to Be by Gavin DeGraw. Little like 2000s thing going there.
I don't like it when you can like hear, you know, the audience singing along really loudly, and it's like, you know,
you're like, I'm not there. I'm not the one that's singing. I'm not singing.
I want to hear Billy Joel, you know, not Billy Joel's audience.
Yeah, that Live at Shea Stadium album, not a fan.
No, not good.
And then finally it was Red Bull and Hennessy, and now we're going to jump into Red House by Jimi Hendrix, the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Thank you. Sun sinking low, yeah. Moon so bright, like to light up the night, making everything alright, alright. Baby's hungry, money's all gone. Back home, don't wanna talk on the phone. She gets a long letter, sends back a postcard. Times are hard. Oh, down in Mexico. I never really been, so I don't really know. Oh, oh, in Mexico, I guess I'll have to say that. Oh, down in Mexico land. Never really been, but I so like to go. Mexico, I think I'll have to go now. Yeah, well, I'm talking about my Mexico. Oh, down in Mexico. Oh, Mexico, now Mexico. Sing them, oh. Down in Mexico, yeah, Mexico. Let's go.
One, two, three, four.
Misunderstood. They say we stand for nothing, and there's no way we ever could. Now we see everything that's going wrong with the world and those who lead it. We just feel like we don't have the means to rise above and beat it. So we keep waiting,
waiting,
waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting,
waiting,
waiting on the world to change. Hard to beat the system when we're standing at a distance, so we keep waiting,
waiting,
waiting on the world to change. Now if we had the power to bring our neighbors home from war, they would have never missed a Christmas, no more ribbons on their door. And when you trust your television, what you get is what you got. Cause when they own the information, oh, they can bend it all they want. That's why we're waiting,
waiting,
waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting,
waiting,
waiting on the world to change. It's not that we don't care, we just know that the fight ain't fair. So we keep on waiting,
waiting,
waiting on the world to change.
Waiting.
just Waiting on the World to Change by John Mayer off of the John Mayer Sessions, actually, which was preceded by Red House by the Jimi Hendrix Experience and Mexico from by James Taylor, but off his album Storytellers, which is a kind of alternate acoustic version.
Yeah, not the version
that you were thinking of.
I was necessarily expecting.
You know, it was kind of a last-minute addition because, you know, we wanted to make sure that the we got all parties that were listening that we knew of. It was for your mom, really.
Stress.
Also, I mean, my parents love James Taylor.
Yeah, but, so you know, make great. Everyone happy.
But this is the end of the show. This is our last. We got one song left. Thank you very much for listening. This has been WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. This has been The Juice Bar. And thank you very much for listening. Is there any parting words you'd like to impart on the viewers?
Come see Heathers.
Oh,
that's about it.
A beautiful, beautiful idea. So finally, this is St. Dominic's Preview, but a different version off of an album released by Van Morrison this year, a remaster of The Healing Game. So without further ado, here's the last song by Van Morrison.
Songs about Edith P.F. Soul. And I hear blue strains of no regrets. Caught the street from Cathedral North to Dom. Meanwhile, back in San Francisco, trying hard to make this whole thing blend. Yeah, we sit upon this jagged story block with you, my friend. And it's a long way to Buffalo. It's a long way to Belfast City, too. Hoping the joys won't blow the hoist. Cause this town, they bit off much more than they can chew. Here we get that on. 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 Sweet Dominic Preview. Sweet Dominic. All the orange crates are stacked up. Got the same way, supermarket in the rain. Everybody feels so determined not to have to feel anyone else's pain. Come on, making no commitments. Anybody but themselves. Trying to get outside closed doorways. Gonna get outside empty shells. And for every cross-cut country corner, every Hank Williams railroad train that cried, all the chains of badges and flags and emblems, every stream on every brain and every eye. Every kid's down on. The restaurant tables are completely covered. And the company's played off all the wine. Got everything in the world you ever wanted. Right about now, your face should wear a smile. Get on up. That's the way it all should happen. States are in. Heard you got your pen and notebook ready. Hey, it's about time. Time for us to begin. Yeah, we're up on a 52nd Street apartment. Socializing with the wine old few. You can be here and get wet. Well, the jet said, I won't fly too high to see my point of view. Yeah,
let's be gazed on. Let's be gazed on.
Speaks her mind. If we